It's time for My Farm Roots, a series from Harvest Public Media in which we hear American stories and memories of rural life. Because when you hail from farm country, roots run deep.
I'm Justine Grieve, reporting for Harvest Public Media. I met Paul Horrell at his house in suburban Kansas City. He grew up a farm kid, playing in the fields and raising livestock for 4-H. Unlike his brothers, Horrell was more interested in schoolwork than farm work, and he left as soon as he could. At 66, after working as a teacher and in the crop insurance industry, Horrell remembers farm life fondly, realizing it taught him the pragmatism and sense of responsibility that have served him well all his life.
My name is Paul Horrell. I grew up on a farm about 3 miles northeast of Blanchard, Iowa, which is a little border town. 180-acre farm, not very big. I think I was typical of a lot of farm kids. I grew up, you know, exploring all the farmland in and around our farm. There used to be a tree in the middle of our cornfield, and I could go through the corn, you know, and it was like canoeing through the Pacific Ocean, landing on an island someplace. And I'm just surrounded by a sea of corn. And I used to climb up in that tree, and my imagination ran wild. Unlike my brothers, I never really, I can't say that I enjoyed farm work. I really was not very good at it, and I think partly because I think my mind seemed to be sort of elsewhere. One of the fondest memories I had of putting up hay was when the baler would break down, we'd have to go to town to get it fixed. And if we went to town, that meant we got to hang out and we got to drink pop, you know, or maybe run around town for a while. We just thought that was great. In 1958, my grandfather bought me a World Almanac. He bought that for me, and I just devoured that. I loved that thing. And I would read it literally from cover to cover. And I had to be the goofiest kid in our house. His influence, I think, was part of what helped me develop sort of a broader interest in things and that type of thing. It wasn't that I hated the farm. I think my disinterest in the farm came because I was interested in some other things. You can drive down the road that I used to, the section of land that we lived on, and I could count 5 or 6 homes when I was a kid, and now there might be one. And I'm not sure he even farms. Even though, as I said, I didn't really want to be a farmer, I'd still like to be able to go back and see the old house, and it'd be nice to know that somebody was still living in it. But it's a real sense of loss of your childhood. And that is not just true of people that lived on farms, but it is a pervasive sort of a thing, I think, in rural areas in this country. I wouldn't trade it for anything for the world now. I mean, if I had it to do over again, I'd go through the same thing again, even though there were some moments when I thought I was terrible. Especially in the summer when it was so hot, and I'd do all that over again.
That was My Farm Roots, a special series from Harvest Public Media. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media stations across the Midwest. To hear more My Farm Roots stories or to share your own, visit harvestpublicmedia.org.